Hello, this is Buddy Fischera, and I'd like to talk with you about what led me to this type of self-development and related coaching. Hopefully this background can bring some context to my perspective and point of view. My story begins, I'm sure, like most others, as a quest for happiness. From as early as I can remember, happiness for me meant understanding the truth. I was raised Catholic by two loving parents, one more creative and artistic, and the other more practical and traditional. So from the beginning, it felt as though I was cross-wired. On one hand, I wanted to break the rules, and on the other hand, I felt I had to conform to the rules. I know this sounds paradoxical. However, my experience over the years has come to know, understand, and value this paradox. Like most of us grown up in a capitalist society, my quest for happiness took on a separatist view with a goal to maximize the quantity and quality of my pleasurable experiences. This meant I was always juggling with the ups and downs of pleasure and pain and trying to find balance between the two. I was looking for balance, not just in terms of my individual experience, but in all the relationships that turned out to be challenged by the passion I had for achieving my goals. I believe that the combination of feeling cross-wired and this passion for achieving a pleasurable life resulted in an anxious and speedy approach to maximizing pleasure. I will say, however, that I always felt somewhat guilty when I would notice those less fortunate than I who seemed like they never had the financial and parental privileges I had started with. I created products, built and rebuilt companies, helped raise a family of three boys with a gifted and generous wife, and went on my merry way of accumulating things and blissful experiences. This meant that I was becoming good at ignoring the unpleasant and stressful experiences, as they just seemed to get in the way of my pursuits. However, there was always a part of me that felt unfulfilled, and I guess this was the part that kept me searching for the truth. There was, however, one afternoon when I asked a trusted mentor, "Why do I feel so unfulfilled?" She paused and politely said that my view of happiness was based on an illusion. Like a lightning bolt, it hit me. I knew instantly I had been looking for happiness in the wrong direction. I humbly became aware that my mind wasn't stable and likewise susceptible to an ever-changing definition of what happiness meant. Before that day, I had been exclusively working on modifying my actions, but this new approach pointed to an emphasis on training the mind itself so it could indeed witness my intentions, which I have come to learn over the years is where change takes place. She was right. The moving mind is just creating illusions, and without training, will forever keep searching for an elusive happiness as well as breed stressful experiences. Now, this new view didn't mean I was going to completely stop enjoying the outer pleasures of life. Rather, it simply meant that I needed to redirect some of my energy and apply it towards building the inner qualities of mind. I knew it was right for me back then, and I have done nothing since then to waver on this path. The clearer and more present I am with my intentions, the less stress I cause to myself and others. By shifting my attention to the camera of my own mind, I witness a more reliable and dependable happiness. Even through the loss of loved ones, two bouts with life-threatening cancer, and lots of other challenges, I remain steadfastly committed to this dependable approach. Furthermore, I view it possible for me, or any other human for that matter, to reach a full awakened state of mind. With my deepest gratitude to three key mentors, I intend to offer what I have learned and applied from them to those who seek a reliable happiness and are desirous of developing their minds to better observe the truth. I do believe, however, that success on this type of path lies with an open, honest, and inquisitive mind, and a mind that recognizes that it needs support from another trusted friend who can indeed demonstrate by example and without conceit. I continue to train myself so that I can have that privilege to pass on what I have received. Thank you, and I wish you well.